Hey guys, welcome back to Talk Tennis Tea, and today I have the US Open draw reaction for you guys, so let's get straight into it. I know I've been away for a very long time, but we're back. We're trying to get back into podcasting, as you know, it's hard to do these things sometimes, but we're going to get back into it, and hopefully the US Open will help us here. So the draw was released around Thursday morning, evening, during the day, whenever it was over in New York. I've had a look at it. I am a bit shocked. It's not fair on the next gen, I feel like. Mainly on the men's side. The women's side, as you guys know, I don't really follow the women's tennis as much as I do the men's. I only follow it when it intersects, or I follow the big names, which isn't really fair on them. But I think the women's side is going to be quite interesting, because some of their matches are quite... Some of the favourites are put up against each other, and some of the oldies are put up against each other as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So, yeah, I think this time we're going to start with the women's, as I usually do when it comes to draw reactions. So starting off with the women's, Naomi Osaka is the number one seed, as she is the number one ranked in the world. On her half of the draw, we have Coco Gauff, Alia Tomljanovic, Belinda Bencic, and Victoria Azarenka. Now, these four names that I put on, I think the most, the most dangerous one to Naomi would be Coco, because she had a stellar, stunning Wimbledon, beating Venus and then going to the fourth round. So I think she is the one to look out for. And then Alia Tomljanovic is pretty good as well. She is coming up. She is one of the newer women's tennis players that we're hearing about. So it's pretty interesting, and I'm pretty excited to see where she goes. But yeah, Naomi is going to have to keep it together, keep it 100% together. But we know at Grand Slam she delivers, and she is the defending of the US Open, so hopefully she'll want to get back-to-back titles, but we don't know. We'll see how that goes. But I'm excited to see how her half goes and who comes out on top of that half of the draw. On the other half, we have Ash Barty, who is the number two seed, and she's also number two ranked in the world. She has Maria Sakkari, Daria Gavrilova, Angelique Kerber, and Eugenie Bouchard. Now, these four, again, I think Maria Sakkari is her biggest threat, who I think she will meet in the second round, if I'm not mistaken, of the tournament. But I don't know, we're going to have to check that out and see. Just pulling up the draw, if my computer will ever load. So we'll have to look at that one, and I'll get back to you guys on that one. Daria Gavrilova, we know, fellow Australian. They play doubles together. They play in the US. They play in, the Fed Cup together. So they know each other's game very well. Daria, I haven't seen her doing quite well these past weeks. She is good. She was training in Melbourne on the hard courts there. Obviously, it's a different condition to the New York hard courts, as we know, at the USTA Stadium and the Tennis Center. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how that goes. I am very intrigued to see how she does, because I think Daria has a good game, but is she a threat? I'm not quite sure. So we'll see how that happens, but I don't think there's anything to worry about. So touching back on, Maria Sakkari could potentially meet Barty in the third round if it all goes well for both of them. But Maria does have a tough first round match against Camilla Gorgi, so that'll be interesting. Kerber, as we know, she is a Grand Slam champion. She's good. Her form as of late hasn't been that good. I haven't seen her getting to the, I guess, later stages, and we'd like to see her, but hopefully she can pick it back together. She has an Australian, two Wimbledons, not yet a French or a US Open, so hopefully she can get one. She's amazing on the hard courts, as we know, as well as Caroline Wozniacki too, who is featured in this half as well. But she's coming back from injuries, a wedding, all that kind of stuff, so brain might not be completely into tennis mode, but hopefully they get back together and see that as well. There's also Serena on this side. So it's going to be very interesting for Barty to see. As we know, Serena is going for number 24. She still has not got it yet. People are saying this is the one. This year is the year we've seen her get so far. But there was an incident over in Toronto where she was playing. She made it to the final with the Canadian new gun who ended up winning the final due to Serena's retirement and Serena's back injury. So we don't know if Serena's, it seems like Serena is up to full health, but we're just not quite sure yet on how she's going to go considering all the factors that were not in her favour. She hasn't played since Toronto. She just went straight to New York and then straight into training. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes and see how she does. But other than that, I'm excited for the women's draw. I think the women's draw is always the one that I focus on the most because it's always interesting. It's never drama-filled, but it's always got stuff happening in it and on it around the side. So I've noted down, as usual, we have the notable matches for you guys. So we'll get straight into that. So Sabalenka versus Victoria Azarenka. That's going to be a good one. Both from Belarus. Both really... Is it Belarus? I am going to double check. I might have said the wrong country out here. Would have not been appropriate. Victoria Azarenka. But yeah, next up will be, I'll get that information up for you guys because, as we know, slow laptops. This time, she is from Belarus. I was correct. I was right. So, Azarenka versus Sabalenka, which is going to be interesting. Both girls from Belarus. Sabalenka is supposed to be really good. She does play really well. She was dubbed as the next Serena Williams. I don't know if that was true, if that was someone else, but I've heard something along those lines. So that's going to be very interesting. So, battle of the Belarusian women. Then we have Alison Risk versus Gabina Muguruza. Or Risk versus Gabina Muguruza. That's going to be good. Muguruza, she's been off. There's been moments where she's been doing great at Grand Slams, and there's been moments where she's been complete off of the wheel. So hopefully she can pull it together. She usually plays a Venus Williams, and I've seen a few tweets on Twitter saying thank goodness she's not playing Venus again because they always pair up together. So that's good. Gives them both a chance to win and get further in the later stages. And I feel like Gabina she needs a Grand Slam. I think that'll kick off her career. She's had a horrible streak, as we know. She gets so close and then gets second best. So hopefully she can do well this time. But definitely we'll be rooting for her in that match. Then we have one that I'm really excited about. These players are both really good. Joanna Konta versus Daria Kazakhstina. Daria Kazakhstina is on fire. She's a next generation women's player. She does very well. Joanna Konta, we saw her at Wimbledon doing extremely well as well. She had some backlash from Wimbledon presses, but that's honestly, Joanna Konta takes it like a champ. She does very well. So I'm interested to see how they go. They're both very different on the court. Kazakhstina coming off fiery and off the bat, Joanna Konta slowly getting into it. So it's going to be really good. I think Konta, I don't know who I'm going to be rooting for. I think I'll just have to support both of them because I do like both of them and I have no preference on who wins, but I want Konta to do well because she needs a Grand Slam as well. Then we have the most anticipated match of the tournament, Williams versus Sharapova, and I'm talking about Serena Williams on this one. They have a disputed history. Serena is seeded number 8, Maria is unseeded, so it's going to be very interesting. The winner of the match will go and play either between McNally or Besikinski, and then in the third round that she will probably play China or Taiwan, I'm pretty sure. So it's going to be interesting to see Shuri Weishi of Chinese Taipei. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they go, how everything pans out. You know, it's going to be a tough match, and that will be probably the most watched match of the tournament because they are both very good players. Nomura is coming back from injury. She hasn't played a Grand Slam in a while, so it's very interesting to see. And we know Serena's on the warpath. She wants number 24 already, so it's going to be very good. Next, I put down Kerber versus Medlinovic. Kristina Medlinovic, who is Dominic Thiem's still current girlfriend, I'm pretty sure. Hopefully, I don't know. Things might have changed. We don't know what's happening in the relationship circuit. I haven't really been following them as of late, but Kerber Medlinovic, I think that's going to be a tough match for Kerber. Kristina is a good player when she turns it on, so we'll see how she goes. Or it could be an easy match for Kerber, we don't know. Or it could be an easy match for Medlinovic, we don't know what's going to happen. I think that's an unpredictable match, and if Kerber does go through, then we know where she's at. And then the last one, which is what I mentioned before, Sakkari versus Gyorgi. Marie Sakkari versus Camilla Gyorgi, who is a top player. She's one of the top women's players. She's not seeded. Maria is seeded number 30. Camilla is not seeded, but she's a good player. She always turns it on in the Grand Slam. She's very consistent in her scores. She is number 58. She's a women's ranking of number 58. I think she should be higher. But, you know, in a game where everyone is competing and going against you, I mean, everyone's competing and moving forward, you have to be moving forward consistently. So I reckon, you know, it's a tough one. Obviously, for a first-round match, Maria is a bit of a bad first-round match because it's really tough. And I feel like whoever wins this one could go very deep in the tournament. So, yeah, I'm rooting for Maria in this one. But honestly, it could go either way. I think it's going to be a three-setter. That would be my on with Serena and Sharapova match. I think the Sakkari Gyorgi match will be a top one to watch as well. My predictions for the overall tournament on the women's side, I think it's going to go either way, up and down. If the veterans of the women's game, the likes of Wozniacki, Kerber, Muguruza, Serena Williams, Venus, all those guys do well, I mean, Azarenka included, if all those guys do well, Sharapova, if they get through, then I feel like one of them will take out. If not, it could be one of these new girls, the Joanna Contes, Maria Sakkari, Barty, Naomi, or even Elena Svitolina, Petra Kvitova, those guys could have it. I think we'll put Petra in the veterans. She's not a veteran, but she's had more experience than some of these other younger girls. So I think Elena Svitolina can be a highlight in the US, not the US Open, the Australian Open. She did very well. She did extremely well. Her game is very good. Not a lot of people like her and not a lot of people support her because, you know, she's got her Instagram with her boyfriend Monfils. Gael Monfils, and they're very adorable. I love them. They're so cute. Gems life. But yeah, I think it'll be very interesting to see how she does. I think she can go very deep, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see her in the semifinals. I would not be. Sloane Stephens, Madison Keys, I think those two, it can be very easily Sloane could get her next US Open. I feel like it could happen. She is a champion already. It could happen. She just has to stay on top. As we know, she's engaged, which is an amazing thing. But, you know, sometimes when people get engaged or they get married, things drop off. The game slides off. But we've seen her preparation. She seems to be doing well. Madison the same. She's come off winning some titles. So it's looking pretty good. Naomi, I'm not sure about her. To be honest, I am rooting for her. I'm not quite sure about her. I think Barty has more of a momentum than she does. But when Naomi's trying to pull it together, Naomi's doing a lot of press. She's been talking to the likes of Kobe Bryant about her training regime. She's moved. She's now with Nike. So it's going to be interesting to see what's happening over there in that department. But I think the women's is going to be very dramatic first rounds that will shape the whole tournament. As we know, the women's is unpredictable. The matches are always fiery. The games are always, everyone's heated and contested. So yeah, I will be supporting a lot of people. I think my top support goes to Elena Svitolina. Halep, I also saw her in the draw. She seems to have an easy run to the, she seems to have an easy side. I'm not really worried about her though. It just depends on her form. But yeah, her and I think Svitolina and Serena Williams, those are my two guns. I want Serena to get number 24. I think it'll be good. Hopefully she can, and we'll see how that goes. But it just depends on everything that is happening. But yeah, I'm excited for it to start. As we know, US Open starts on Monday. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Is it Monday or Sunday? I'm not sure. One of the days. Not Monday, because US time. So Monday over here, if you're on the Australia, Oceania side of the world, it starts Monday. Everyone else, Sunday, I think. But I will check on the schedule, actually. I can bring that up so we can see. Because they've been playing the... Yeah, day one is Monday, August 26th. So, yeah, that's going to be very interesting. And we start with a few good matches. So, yeah, very interesting. I'm excited. Okay, next, moving on to the men's side of the draw. And before I even start, they really tried it. The US Open really tried it. I don't know who was at the draw ceremony. I don't know what they did, but they tried it. I've never seen a tournament have so many next gen against next gen. Like, it really broke my heart when I saw, when I woke up the morning after the draw and everyone was doing the analysis on the draw, I saw Stefanos versus Rublev, Chapeau versus Felix. And I was like, what is going, what in the world is actually happening in this? Like, what is going on? I was not prepared for this. They did not give me preparation. There was no warnings whatsoever. But, you know, it's going to be very interesting. And I'm kind of upset because, you know, the likes of Chapeau and Felix, they are very good. And I don't think, like, I'm just really heartbroken because it's not fair. It's not fair on either one of them. They've both been doing extremely well this whole year. Both been very consistent. Felix has done better than Dennis in terms of showing up at bigger tournaments. Dennis has been very good of late. He's been playing Winston Slalom and he's been doing great. I think he's in the semifinals actually. So I honestly don't, like, why? I know it's the ranking thing, I know that, but, like, why? And it's luck of the draw too, but, like, why? Anyway, let's get into it. So, as we know, Novak is the number one seed. He's the number one ranked player in the world at the moment. On his side of the draw, we have Sam Querrey, Stan Wawrinka, Kevin Anderson, Fabio Fognini, Daniel Medvedev, Federer, Pui, Raonic, Demonor, and Nishikori. Honestly, in my opinion, Djokovic can cruise through easily, and I think it'll be an easy run for him. However, once he starts meeting with, after the third round, potentially, so Djokovic's third round will probably be maybe Dennis Kudla. Could potentially be Dennis Kudla or Lajovic. That's honestly my prediction, but I haven't seen Djokovic play in a while. I don't know how he's doing. I don't know where his mindset is at, his mind frame. I don't know all that. With how much grass he's been eating, I do not know. I have no ideas, but from the way his draw is looking. After the third round, though, I think it'll get a bit testy because his in the bottom bit, there's Kevin Anderson, Wawrinka, Stan Wawrinka, Kecmanovic, Shadi. So it's going to get tougher after there, but I think he can easily cruise through, to be honest. One thing we did notice is that we have to make some notable mentions. I should have said this before, but Tomic. Not him. Thomas Berdych is back. Berdych is back. He plays a qualifier in the first round, and I sound very excited because I am. I have not seen Thomas Berdych play in a while. He is in the top half of the draw, I'm pretty sure. He plays now because the qualifiers are completely done. He plays Jay Brooksby, who is a qualifier. Thomas Berdych, as we know, he is number 101 ranked. So I'm pretty excited that he got through because I haven't seen him play in a long time. He's had injuries. So he plays the winner in his second round. He plays the winner of Bashal Ashvili and Foy Kosfish. As we know, my pronunciations are not that great, but you guys know what I'm talking about, so we'll have to go with that. And in his third round, if he makes it that far, he could play Fognini or Jamie Munar. So I'm very interested to see how much he goes. I think I hope he does well, at least second round for Thomas Berdych. Why do I keep saying Bernard Tomic? I'm pretty sure Tomic, I have not seen Tomic in the draw, unless he played in the qualifiers, but I wasn't really following qualifiers. I don't think he's there. Nope. I'll have to check on the app where I can put players on the favourite. Oh, that's one thing I should mention, guys. If you are like me and you don't like waking up, but the thing about the US Open is, if you're on Australasia side, it's during the day. And so it's easier to watch the matches because it's during the day. Then if you're on the European side, over on the other side of the world, where it's in your nighttime. So we get the grace over here of it being during the day, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore. So get the app and you'll know exactly when the matches start, when your players are playing, get all their scores and all that information. This is not a sponsored podcast, but I just thought I would say it because that always helps me. And anytime there's a Grand Slam, I've never seen like a ATP 500 or ATP 1000 that has an app, but all the Grand Slams have it, and I think it's so good because it helps me, and you get extra information, you get to watch the interviews, you get to see the training, you get photos, all that kind of stuff. And if you're on the grounds, if you are going to the US Open and you will be at the stadium, I'm pretty sure they do deals so you can get a map, you can see where all the fan access places are, you get to see where the interviews are, where the players are going to be next, what the training sessions are like, all that information on the app. Get the app, always helpful. Every Grand Slam, get the app. Anyway, from my little rant about the app. But yeah, I think Djokovic has an easy side. It's not going to be that difficult for him. But moving to the second half of the draw, Rafa. Rafa is the second seed, and he is the number two in the world. As we all know, on his side, he has Fernando Verdesco, John Isner, Karen Khachanov, Joe Wilfried Tsonga, Benoit Paire, Tsitsipas, TFO, Zverev, Thiem, and Monfils. Now, I think Rafa has the harder side. He definitely has the harder half. He's got the big guns, but he's got the definitely unpredictable people that could turn up. Most of these people have been playing extremely well. Tsitsipas, TFO, Zverev, questionable. Younger Zverev, Alexander, very questionable. We don't know how he's doing, but he brings it. Misha Zverev, I think Misha Zverev is on the top half, I'm not sure. Thiem, very good. He's been injured and he's been sick, so we'll see how that goes. Monfils, on fire recently. He's been very consistent this year. Tsonga, he's taken a break. Can we talk about Tsonga's hair? Side note. Tsonga has got a blonde buzz cut, and I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know. Is it Benoit Paire? Is it Pierre's influence on the French people? Because I've seen a lot of frosted tips on the French side. A lot of these French guys, there was Gasquet, he had the blonde hair. Pierre had the blonde, the platinum blonde, and now Tsonga has the blonde. If I see Puy or Jeremy Chardy or Simon with this blonde hair, I will send dye packages to the French team because I'm done with the blonde. Tsonga, it's not a good look. But what do you guys think? Have you guys seen the photos? Do you guys have an opinion on it? I don't know. Usually I'm like, oh, I'll let them do whatever. But this is not okay. Tsonga, you're a dad. You need to look a little bit more presentable than this. But, you know. Anyway. Back to it. I think all of them have been pretty good. Verdesco, isn't it? I haven't seen Isn't play in a long while, actually. Since, what should I, dare I say Wimbledon? It's been since Wimbledon, I think. I've not seen, maybe he hasn't played since then either, because I know I saw the photos and saw the video of him with his gender reveal saying they're having a boy. Was it a boy or another girl? I cannot remember. Too many ATP babies happening at the moment. I think Anderson is expecting, Kevin Anderson and his wife Kelsey are expecting, and now Isner's expecting number two, and then who else? I cannot see. I'm thinking who else, because I don't know. There's so many babies happening in this with so many children. So I feel like the ATP and the WTA need a daycare. Wouldn't that be fun? have, like, all the little tennis children at Grand Slam, they have a little daycare centre. Maybe they do have one. I don't know. They have, like, a little daycare where all the kids can hang out and get intermingled. That would be fun. Wouldn't that be a good idea? ATP, hit me up. We can talk about those details. But, yeah, anyway. Yeah, Khachanov, I haven't seen him play in a while, but he's very consistent in the Grand Slams. I feel like it's his time. He's one of those people that he's getting to the point where he's gonna, not the Dimitrov, but he's gonna be at the point where the Dimitrov stage where Dimitrov had so many chances and he had so many ways to get further in, but he just couldn't reach it. Yeah, he just couldn't get past the big three, the big guys. And that's really sad, but I'm like, yeah, he just needs to push through because he can do it. I'm pretty sure he has a Masters title. I'm pretty sure he does. But anyway. But yeah, I think Rafa has the tough side. His immediate third round, will be Verdesco. Most likely Verdesco. His second round would be either, I think, Kokkinakis. And then the third round would probably be Verdesco. But Rafa has a tough first round as well. He plays John Millman, which is the Australian who beat Federer last US Open. So if John comes with the goods and he comes with the fire and the vim, Rafa's gone. And we know Rafa has an injury, but Rafa always turns up. However, Rafa can turn up and pull an Australian Open on all of us again and go to the finals like we all expected. 5 setters with Djokovic, and then we got a 3-setter straight win. Rafa did not turn up. We don't know what Rafa is turning up this time. Rafa came off winning, Toronto. He won one of the big tournaments, the US Open series tournaments. He won that, and then after that he couldn't play the next one. What was it? I cannot remember. But he did withdraw with injury. We don't know how this injury is doing, but I think Rafa just takes extra precautions so that he can, you know, get it all together. So I don't know what that's going to be about. Noticeable matches, we'll get straight into that though. Oh, before I start with the noticeable matches, congratulations to Thanasi Kokkinakis, who once again got a main draw wildcard. He is at 200 and number 3 in the world. We know Thanasi was a top 670 player before he got covered in injuries, basically. This man needs to be wrapped in bubble wrap. I repeat, bubble wrap him, please. But I am hoping that he does it very well because he needs to prove himself. Like, I'm still a fan. I still support him with my heart and my soul. But Thanasi, we need to see results. You can't keep getting these wild cards into the main draws now. Okay, you're going to be 100 and still be getting these wild cards. Okay, Thanasi, pull it together. I know injuries are tough, but pull it together, man. So yeah, going to be very interesting. Noticeable matches, let's get straight into it. Fabio Fognini versus Riley Opelka. Fiery match. Riley Opelka's like baby Isner. Going to be good. Fabio Fognini is very fiery. We know what he's like. Interesting match. Bashalashvili versus Fukovilakis. Excuse me all my pronunciations. Very good match, I feel like. Pella versus Corino Busta. Guido Pella versus Corino Busta. Battle of the Argentina-Spain. Tough match as well. Corino Busta, I haven't seen him play in a while, but he's been very good. We know his hardcourt game is strong. He did go very far in Australian Open as well. I think he was the fourth round about there. So, expecting him to do very good things. Seppi versus Dimitrov, we know these two. They were age mates, very similar game styles, very similar tactics, very similar styles on the court, very similar problems on the tour. So, you know, it's going to be tough to see what this one's. I think Dimitrov's going to prevail. I want it to be Dimitrov's year. I want him to have a comeback. So, yeah. Tsitsipas versus Rublev, you guys have seen this talked about all the time. Battle of the next gen. We'll see how this goes. I think Steph's going to win. Rublev is coming back from injury, so that is true. Souza versus Thompson. This one is going to be very interesting. They did play in the Australian Open, I think, 2016, around about thereabouts. And Thompson won due to the Australian crowd, but we don't know what it's going to be like this time around because they're in the US, so it's going to be very interesting. Sharapova versus Felix. I don't want to talk about this one. It's going to be hard to watch. You guys have seen the results and people talking about this one a lot, so let's move on. Tonga versus Sandgren. Similar, I think very similar, not similar styles on court, but very similar positions on the tour. So it's going to be interesting to see how they do this one. I think it's going to be a spicy battle potentially. Then Milman versus Rafa Nadal. As we know, I talked about this one. You know, John could come up with anything. Rafa could be any Rafa that we've seen on the court, but I think Rafa's going to make it through anyway. Five set, four sets. That's, I mean, three sets, four sets, round about there. Maybe John Milman gets a set. Yeah, my predictions, I think Djokovic could take it out again. I don't think there's anyone who could trouble him into getting into the later stages of the round. I think when he does, when it does start getting to the fourth round, it's going to be a bit more difficult. I do feel like the next gen have a bit of a stitch up because of the fact that they're all playing each other very early on. But I think that'll make it very more interesting and it'll dom, and we will see who are the top next gen players. But yeah, I think it's gonna be very interesting. I hope Rafa can get through. I would love Rafa to win another title again, just to, you know, edge upwards on that ranking on the leaderboard. But I think it'll be good. Federer, I think Federer has an easy side as well. He's on Djokovic's half. It's not too difficult on that side. So I think fourth round wise, that'll be them meeting. But yeah, I'm very excited to see how the US Open goes. I'm really excited. I have no uni, so I will be watching very passionately and I will get involved, and you guys will see me on Instagram, on Twitter, and podcasting a little bit more. So hopefully a midweek podcast to see how people are going after the first and second rounds. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoy this. I know it's been a long time, but we are trying. We are getting back into it, and you know, fingers crossed. Like I know Wimbledon and Roland Garros weren't that great for me. I did promise you guys a few podcasts. That did not happen. This time, we are going to get them to you. We are going to do them. And I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.